gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. Floating around in ecstasy. So
don't stop me now.
Because I'm having a good time. Hello folks, welcome to the Distant Random Crap Podcast versus Fanfiction. I'm your host Lee Santa, aka Rod Ranger, and today I'm joined by
Marty, also known as Fez of Alcon, and I am nowhere near drunk enough for this shit.
I called in the tab, folks.
You called in the fucking tab?
Yep.
I'm giving you those fucking Subway vouchers when I get a chance to clear up the tab, so you can't call me on any other shit.
So basically, there's this one fanfic I've wanted to do for a long time. No, not Galactic Storm. You're the one.
Not Ancient Elements either. Fuck knows. I've pretty much, at this point, beaten it into his head with everything but a nuke. I'm not touching that thing with a fucking million mile pole.
Put the toy down.
It's the gun!
Put the toy down!
I just have the fucking gun in my hand. It's not like I've
put
got
the toy down.
I've not got the actual
put it
toy
down.
In my hand.
Okay. Put it down. Put it down.
Fuck's sake, I can't even hold anything during these episodes anymore.
No, because you keep clicking it.
I'll tell you what, I'll make it easier. That's the click.
Anywho, so basically there's another fanfic. No, not Battle Defenders. And there was a, no, not that My Little Pony one, the Super Angel one. So no, I've not managed to convince anyone to read chapters 3 and 4 Deep Depression. I'm not reading 2, that's porn. I'm not reading 2. I read chapters 3 and 4 and that's about it. Not reading the second one. It's creepy porn. No. No. You don't want that
mental image. Reading creepy porn? Who are you and what have you done with Lee Sands?
You don't want that mental image, folks. You don't want the mental image of Spike giving it to Twilight Sparkle, do you? And if you do, then you're clearly sick and depraved.
Too late, you've already put that there, you...
And if your name's Christian, stop listening! You pervert!
Then again, that's probably not the worst thing again. It's not, it can't be as bad as Atlantic Rim. I listened to some of your review on that. If it's bad enough that Lee was willingly trying to get me to not watch it...
Did you actually listen to that podcast?
Most of it, yeah. It's bad enough that even you don't want me to watch it, you don't want me to suffer through it, something's gotta be wrong.
Oh, it was bad. Do you want to follow it?
Hell no, I want my Dale and Tucker versus Evil back!
I'll get it later, jeez. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anywho, so basically, that's a
single one. Can it, Chris Chan look-alike?
So basically, you remember Green Ranger, folks? You remember the guy that wrote Dragon Force?
AKA Warlow Text or Steroid Force.
He wrote another one called Power Rangers Angel Force.
Good boy! Well, you sound camp then.
Angel Force.
He does that a little too well, doesn't he, folks? Then again, he does Chris Chan disturbingly well, to the point it almost sounds
like... My parents are so angry at me!
Look at you, like a fat twat bumming off your parents, living in what looks like a fucking tip. Of course they're going to call help services in, you jackass!
I remember telling Callum that, and he was like, what's this dude's problem?
Life! He has a food problem. He keeps saying no to food, but the food just won't listen.
Well, I was about to say...
That's going to get edited out.
No. I was going to make a joke, but I thought, best not.
Since when do we care?
But I remember saying that Callum. I was explaining to Callum who Chris Chan is, saying who Chris Chan is, and Callum's all like, what the fuck am I looking at? It's just like,
you can't see the facial expressions, but good fucking God, they look that horrified.
He was horrified. He was like, what the fuck is this? And then it's even creepier, if you do a Google search on then Chris Chan, yeah, best have safe search on.
Tom, you're kidding. If it's horrifying him, I'm not even going to try it.
Well, let's put it this way, he is a cross-dresser.
I do not need to know this.
Yeah, well.
Where's my alcohol? Oh, shit, there's no booze in this house. Fuck!
So basically, folks...
Next time we do one of these recordings, I'm bringing alcohol.
So basically, folks, we've got Power Rangers, Angel
alcohol.
Force, written by Green Ranger, the guy that wrote Dragon Force, and boy, were people a bit pissed off at this?
Including one of our dear friends.
Who's having a nameless. But we'll see if you can guess who it is, folks. But basically, let me just give you a quick little bit of info about the little opening. This is a Power Rangers fanfic based on biblical angels and their powers. Their look would be something like this.
Image in brackets. Really? That's not an image.
The Rangers each with special angelic power. They can all summon angelic wings for flight.
Oh god, and the grammar alone has me whinging.
And their swords can look like them with angel wings. The group forms one huge angelic robot. They fight demonic armies and their leader, who is intent on conquering the physical world as well as trying to dominate the spiritual realm.
Oh, is it dominate? So what? He wants to be the most powerful dom in the world and make everyone else his sub? The core would consist of five. Then two added later as part of the storyline. In all, there are supposed to be seven.
You see, now, yeah. I've got this mental image. Do you remember the really religious knitters from Salmon King, who Larsa joined?
Oh,
I keep picturing them.
Oh, them fucker. Oh, God, I will admit, their spirit guardian forms were epic looking. I will freely admit
I love
this.
The episode where they're like, we will defeat Hal. No, we will.
What were they called?
I don't know, they served Iron Maiden Gene. He liked to murder people.
Yeah, now, seven is the number of completion from the Bible. That's what I was going for in terms of the number. Here's a newsflash for you. Nobody cares!
As for not making the guys detailed, why not? I'm basing that design in part on the molded suits from the movie where they had the details.
So you're just being a lazy fuck.
What movie?
Yeah. If I drop the biblical part, then it's really no different from the upcoming angel-type theme. So you don't know about Ghost Ager. Yep, bullshit. But they're still using animals and so on in the Zords. I would want this to be an entirely angelic theme and powers-based ideas and storyline. There are different types of angels that can be worked into the scheme of things as well. Cherubim, Seraphim, Living Creatures, Guardian, Messenger, Archangel, and Prince Archangel like Michael. Let's also not forget Azael, Kawaru, or Tabris. The fifth angel, sixth angel, seventh angel, eighth angel, ninth angel, all the angels from Evangelion. And of course, let's not forget Adam and... What was it? It's not Eve.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. You see, the thing is, you have a team of angels who get their powers from God. I just keep imagining, like, evangelical nutters, like... using a megasword to freaking wipe out a gay pride.
Westboro Baptists.
Yeah. Whisper Baptist Force, go!
They would be shot on sight right there.
Right there. Guys, it's the Mega War. We should do something. Could you guys just stand over there, please? We'd rather not be associated with you. But demons are attacking. Actually, they're evil space aliens. From space!
Not hell, you did... You mentally retarded bunion!
But no, like, so this guy also did in the, can't remember what section it is, the, everything got put into archive, by the way, folks. But in, like, the basic fanfiction idea discussing section, he explained everything, loads of broken image links, by the way. He tried to restart this again back on, it's Green Ranger, isn't it? Yeah. Back on, oh god, what was it? He's own form power boards, which has been shut down like 3 times.
I didn't realise it'd been shut down that many times.
Yeah. Well, he gave up on it, then someone else took over, then something happened, so he went to like invasion 3 forms or something, and that died. And so after the idea section, a certain someone we all know.
Sorry, go back up the page, go back up there. So, because there's a few of the bits going... No, keep going up to the top. So I'm looking through some of this. It's got all these stupid stats. He's on about having them angel power. And all of a sudden, this animal mix is like, wait, you said you weren't using animals. What the make up your fucking mind? Keep going up. Christian soldiers met the... Oh, fuck.
Christian soldier megazords!
Christian soldiers meet the divine fortress for meetings and training. They transmogrify... Bitch. Well, Chris...
God, it's a supporting cast member.
Overlord Stein and his minions, Satan and the demons. Dude! Satan's an enemy, Satan's cool, man. I had a poker game with him last week. Bastard won my soul.
Then again, it guarantees me a place in the home of metal. I'm there.
Okay, so
my fix for life.
Someone who
keep going back up. Oh, something else that caught my interest in there.
All right, hang on. Where?
Keep going up the top. No, who was it? Keep going up. The rules.
Oh, God. The five rules of being rangers, apparently.
Yeah. Keep God as your focus and his laws as your guide. Fuck no, those laws are about several millennia out of date.
Oh, apparently they also have the telepathic abilities.
Boy. Preserve life at all costs. Well, duh, kind of comes with the job as a Power Ranger.
Except the evil monsters who you have to kill.
Never under any circumstances attack another Christian soldier member. But the fucker kept stealing my cookie!
I love how he actually calls them the Christian soldiers in this. Christian soldier force, go!
Slap. Never bring someone to the Divine Fortress.
Guys, I brought my mom to the Divine Fortress. That cool, right? She said she's from something called the Westboro Baptist Church. They want to talk to us.
Burn. And then, what was the... No, I was thinking, he's like... I thought you said not to... We told you not to bring anyone else with you. Oh, you mean the voice in my head? Nah, he's fine. He just tells me to kill shit, but I learned to ignore him. Unless it's a mugger or a Westboro Baptist or a flaming homosexual, in which case, I listen to him all the time.
Number 5, never reveal your identity to anyone.
You bollocks on a night out, wouldn't you, if you're trying to pull a bird?
Hey!
Hang on,
they're Christian soldier Power Rangers. That means no sex before marriage.
So God, what boring lives they lead.
They'd probably just sit around reading the Bible.
Was this guy drunk watching Bible Man when he came on Power Rangers?
I was just about to go to Bible Man, yeah. But to be fair, they seem a bit more powerful than Bible Man. I mean, Bible Man basically, when his superpower was, whenever the villain beat the shit out of him, all he had to do
was
pray to God, and then God would beat up the villain for him.
Why am I not surprised
and I told
you
actually
sat and watched this?
And I told a certain someone this, and they were all like, wow, that's really disproportionate.
Yeah.
Wait, why are there supervillains in Bible Man universe then? If they know they're going to get the crap kicked out of them, well, God.
They know they're going to be smited. Speaking of which, let's read his comment now on what this
is. I heard someone.
Can I read the first paragraph?
Alright.
Okay, first. Wow. Speaking as a reverend and knowing for a fact this is going to get locked because it violates the board's no religion tenet, I got to ask. Is it their job to convert the masses? He's talking about the Rangers and that in general here. I mean, are they upholding basic tenets of their faith in service of the Lord, trademark, who I don't think you should be writing as part of your supporting cast in the first place, lest people think you're being blasphemous? Perhaps Metatron would have worked better. Or is it their jobs to go out there and actually function as a wing of a missionary faith and preach to the heathens?
So they're like missionaries from a South Park app. Yes, if you all accept the Bible, then God will give you food.
If you don't, we bludgeon you to death with the Bible. Either way, you will encounter the Bible.
Preaching as written by a fanfic writer, it's going to get obnoxious really fast, and I can't begin to imagine the flack you would get at the inevitable story where canonical Jewish strangers like Brits are lectured and browbeaten until they convert. You have God as a supporting cast. This isn't going to be mildly allegorical like Veggie Tales. This is your work in heaven, and you are given your assignments by the omniscient creator of the universe.
Omnipotent creator of the universe.
Whatever!
I'm most reminded right now of Sonic Chu, who uses Yahweh as supporting cast.
No, he's not Yahweh, that's YHW.
Yeah, it could be announced Yahweh, I think.
No, that's some kind of church.
Yeah, or... Sorry, YHWH, sorry, a supporting cast. A fanfic is not the place to get up on a pulpit and lecture using the Lord God as a mouthpiece. That's writing words to put in a Jehovah's mouth as a fictional character within a derivative fanfic.
Excuse you.
ripping off Power Rangers, which you then decided to adapt back into a Power Rangers fanfic, is a very mild idolatry, dude. No graven images, etc. No, this offends the piss out of me as a minister. And I'm a pretty damn lenient minister!
And then Mr. CD walks in.
So, I'm looking at this post at the, underneath it, just there. Last edited by, blank, on this date. Reason? I was too apoplectic with anger to compose sentences properly. This is refined! I want to see the original post for that shit!
And then Mr. CD walks into this thread, like a boss. Pulls out the gun and goes, yeah, no religion on the board.
Pow!
Thread
closed.
And now, onto the fanfic.
Yeah, he actually had to post this in a separate thread.
Well, yeah, you have the fanfic discussions, ideas section, and then you have the actual fanfic. Though I do like this. In regards to where he posted the fanfic, Mr. Silver, who, you know, is one of the people that helped set up the Power Is Yours fanfic contest, he's all like, there is still a great deal of religion involved with the story, which is not allowed.
Thread closed until further notice. Abuya.
And then Green Rangers all like, so how do people like this fanfic so far? Feedback, please. Would you hope to see, etc.?
What would you hope to see, sir?
I'd
hope to see you to never touch this again. And I've not even started reading this yet, and... Oh, I am not.
Oh, the text force.
No. To be fair, slightly, it's broken up a bit better.
Mhm. Okay, I'll start off.
Put emphasis on a bit.
There you go. Power Rangers Angel Force.
The plan.
Demons from the Bible have taken on physical forms and threatened the world. They are
starting with blowing up the churches. I like this idea.
They are led by Overlord, a highly ranking demonic overlord.
Isn't that the name of a game series?
That's also the name of a Transformer. Next to the power is Satan himself.
So what? Wait. Demons being led by a Cybertronian?
Well, he did die. Then he got resurrected by that triple-headed demon, Devil Z from Zone. And oh god damn it, don't get me started on Transformers. The demons materialize in individual fighting minions and demonic monsters.
Wait, what? That makes no sense.
To combat this threat, five original Angel Force Power Rangers are summoned from various places around the world and brought to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, to a secret location.
500 meters below the CN Tower and just to the left of the nearest McDonald's.
All our Christians from around the world and use their abilities to fight this new evil.
Occasionally it's just known as that massive fuck off church.
Rangers, activate your purity ring morphers.
Wait.
No sex format. They have angel wings that extend out to fly to battles. They can teleport, have various abilities and weapons. The gold is the original leader and uses a fire sword. The black uses a fire staff. The pink a fire blow.
Fire bow.
I'm seeing a theme here. The blue a fire hammer and the white a fire mace.
Fire!
Their swords are...
Good God, are they all closet pyromaniacs?
Their swords... Maybe they got them from the burning bush.
Or they just burn everything that's not on their
swords. Their swords are full-size Angel Rangers with extending wings that they merge into the Angel Megasword. Yeah, he has changed this a bit.
Oh, God, no, yeah, animals. That's even more religious bullshit.
No animals by the sound of it. As time goes by, it's discovered there are two more lost Angel Rangers powers, and they are found by Overlord and used against the Angel Rangers, Green and Grey.
Grey? Really?
I love how we both said at the same time without even trying.
Grey?
Seriously?
Yeah. Fucking hell, you made us sync up, Green Ranger. That's impressive. You made us sync in our confusion.
These two end up being related to each other and to the Gold Ranger. They're cousins!
They're rednecks.
So does one of them have the fire banjo?
Fire banjo!
You completely missed the other half of that, you dick.
So the battles end up causing problems as family connections...
I'll show you that clip later.
...connections force through the evil control, and they come to their senses. They join the rest of the Angel Rangers. Their swords link up with the rest and become a huge Ultra Angel Zord. So he's gone from animals to, like, angel-themed Shogun swords by the sounds of it.
And he's given away half of the fucking plot in that single paragraph.
Just like Dragon Force?
Ugh. At least this is slightly broken up there. Better than that.
Power Rangers, Angel Force, Chapter 1.
Disclaimer. The original characters in the part of the story are the property of the author. No infringement or pre-existing copyright is intended. The story is copyrighted 2011. Author name, Green Ranger the Admin. All rights reserved. Green Ranger the Admin.
He's not an admin on Ranger Code.
You're not an admin on this forum site, you bollock-brained dickhead.
Did he just start cutting paste from power boards?
I think he did.
Hmm. Well, power boards after this.
Hmm.
Hey, because
when did... Cause Dragon Force. I think Dragon Force came up before this, didn't it?
I'm not too sure. But I don't know, I do remember seeing images for Angel Force. Oh. They kind of look like Nick from Mystic Force Dragon Mode, except the wings were more angel-themed. And they kind of had like a weird tunic.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, I'll do the first one. Toronto! It's one of the most multicultural cities in the world. Except, according to this author, everyone must be Christian! Home to over almost 4 million people, and Canada's largest city. An ancient evil has arisen in the form of demons straight from the Bible.
Because someone kept practicing the fucking ritualistic circles again. Were you drunk when you did this? That's the only way it would work. You fucking monghead!
They are subject to Overlord, close in power to Satan himself.
Who's looking for his new replacement? Coming soon to a video game near you.
These demons materialise on the streets and start to terrorise the people.
They're bored and drunk, and they're trying to get people to go to the fucking metal concert.
I'm a demon.
Do as we fucking say, and I won't eat your soul.
Soon the down.
It's a grumpy cat. You'll starve, bitch.
Soon the downtown core is flooded with demons, and all the people are terrified.
Downtown core? Downtown core? Really?
In the core...
Sorry, I got the theme tune from the core film in my head.
We see Seth Bruce. Seth Bruce?
Seth Bruce? Hi, good day. My name's Bruce. This is the teacher of engineering. This is Bruce. This is Bruce teaching mathematics. And this is Bruce who teaches English literature. Hi, my name's Steven. Nah, that's too complicated, mate. I'll just call you Bruce.
And this is Bruce. He's an Angel Force member.
Hello, Bruce.
Bruce.
Angel Force. You better have brought a can of forces with you before you start preaching, mate. I ain't listening to that shit sober. I stood up for that sober when I was a kid. Fucking brought me to tears. I need the alcohol just to stay, just so I can keep interested.
I kind of wish we didn't read this sober. Okay, we're nearly 25 minutes into the recording. We've barely touched the fabric.
It's nothing, fuck!
So,
it doesn't look that long anyway, but I don't care!
We see Seth Bruce.
Down in a can of Fosters.
Fucking demons. A young high school student on a field trip from Sir Oliver Mowat, CA?
CI. What state was CI?
NCIS?
Criminal investigation, that's not a state. Speaking of, like I said, that banjo bit, I'll show you the clip from that earlier.
And he sees the demonic... Oh, I love this. And he sees the demonic attack and tries to intervene.
Halt in the name of God! Stab!
Oh, God, it hurts! Forgive me for using your name in vain, oh Lord. Oh, help me as I lay dying here. Oh, is that the kingdom of heaven? Wait, who's that? No, not him!
Now then,
I see that!
No, you know what I've got the image of in my head? Peter making out with Paul just to fuck with his head.
We were 12 dudes long out all together in pyjamas. The fuck did you expect to happen? The only straight one of us was Jesus, alright? We helped him get laid.
He fights the demons totally.
12 gay guys to get one man laid. How bad was he?
Hang on, I love this. He fights the demons toe to toe. Toe kung fu! He's using toe kung fu because apparently, according to this, he prays for strength to continue the fight. Oh, Father, what?
Please suck my dick.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Underneath the city.
Dude, my paragraph.
Bitch. Sorry.
Thank you. This is going to suck. Underneath the city, a sudden appearance of the angel Zorgiel forms at his base of operations.
Wait, what?
He has been given the task of stopping the physical threats of the... Wait. This is meant to be the good guy. Why is he underground?
Yeah. Unless he's going to rise up.
Oh, he'll rise all right when the boys turn up.
Your baby.
He has been given the task of stopping the physical threats of the demons attacking him, Toronto.
I mean, the physical... Why not stop the spiritual, the fucking sorcery, Monghead?
And now all over the world, too. All of a sudden. I need a team of young Christians to fight this threat of the ultimate Power Rangers to be known as Power Rangers Angel Force, as they will be infused with the power of angels. Ow! Bad grammar! He continues to form the base and sets up beyond state-of-the-art technology. Beyond state-of-the-art? Oh, you fucking... For the team to have a base up. As he sets up, and grabs the condoms, swirling colours emerge and flow. Unnoticed, two colours fly away from sight. The colours begin to settle, and soon angelic power coins emerge. Wait, what? Oh.
Well, I've got a feeling this is going to be like the team of Rangers that none of the other teams want to associate with.
The outcasts.
They're like, you know what?
Why have we not killed this team?
Because they're keeping track of the minor shit we don't have to deal with. As soon as they're done, we kill them.
Look, Angel Force, I'm sorry, but it really fucking says something that we'd rather hang out with the Akiba Rangers than you guys.
At least the Akiba Rangers have a sense of humour.
I mean, Christ, none of us know Japanese, but goddammit, we get what Red's trying to say. He wants a prostitute. Isn't that right, Red? Yeah, Dr. Oliver! Yeah!
Hi,
Dr. Oliver!
Yeah, German, you idiot.
Yeah, but it's Akiba Red.
Point.
Okay. American beer on a prostitute. I'm not too sure. I want to bag a prostitute. Oh, now I understand you, Akiba Red. Come on, buddy. You and I are going to get on great. Walks past Kimberly. Hi, honey. Come on, a prostitute for the Red Japanese Spectre.
Warning, we are not being angry racist towards Japanese, but it's Akiba Ranger. It's a parody of Sentai, damn it.
I mean, Sentai.
We are not harder to hang out with the Sentai guys than the actual Power Ranger guys.
Well, some of the Sentai guys are pretty damn fucking cool. Let's be honest.
In Shanghai, China, demons have emerged to bother the citizens. Spare change! Spare change! We come to bother you! Not terrorize you, body you. Yeah, I'm just gonna sit right here blocking the road. Yep, that was awesome.
Move it, you overgrown Buddha!
Ah, I'm on fire! Yep, we're just gonna bother ya, not terrorize ya. These are demons that Jaya Song recognizes from her
Angelology.
You pathetic mom. How is she going to recognize him if they're just getting physical? What the fuck? And this is China. China is not typically a Christian country. It's a fucking communist state.
Neither angelology. That sounds like a course you take in a university in the last in the Avatar Last Airbender universe. Yes, class, today we're studying Angelology as we look at the life of Aang, the last Avatar. Full Korra showed up. Say hello, Korra.
Hiya! Now, you know what? Korra. You know what I've got in my head, though? Just Angelology. Studying the 17 angels from Evangelion. Just studying his angels. Well, the fifth angel blows their heads off.
Let me finish. Recognize it's from an angelology class. Okay, I guess it's
with
real.
With a church group.
Study angelology study with her church group as she. As the attack begins, she prays for guardians. Yes, she's going to attack the demons that are just bothering people. They're not attacking people, they're bothering people.
So it could have just been terrorizing the
city. Oh, God! Next one! Come on, get it.
No! Give me a minute, folks. I've got to prepare for this one. I've got to prepare.
You're going to do an accent?
I'm going to fail an accent. It's been a while since I tried that kind of accent, don't you know? That's got awful, isn't it? It's so hard for me to get
accents. How weird is it? You, with an Irish grandmother, still with her accent, gets this line.
I can't do an Irish accent for shit, though.
Come on.
Oh, God. In Belfast, Ireland, John McNaughton sees demon. McNaughton. That's still not the most embarrassing name he could have had, let's be honest. Sees demons attacking the streets and his feisty Irish spirit decides to attack them. That or he's fueled by Guinness.
Guinness.
Oh, demons. Go away, you bastard! Oh, you just made me waste me pints!
Oh, you fucking cunt!
No, there's but one way this can be done. Drake! Drink!
Grandpa, sell down now.
Irish biscuits!
Yes, Grandpa, it's
Father fun. Jack. God, give me strength to fight this demon. He lunges at a kick and flies through the air. Misses the demon and soars out the window. Irish biscuits! The demon sees him and one says, foolish human, prepare to meet your doom.
No, the demon sees him
and one says, foolish human,
so, but
prepare to meet your doom.
So he threw the blip at that one? He add.
Spell checker, can you use it, motherfucker?
Oh, Jesus.
No, wait, sorry. English! Can you type it, motherfucker?
Oh,
God.
I'm praying to the Lord help me with this one.
Oh, God. I don't know where cursing God, excuse me. Oh, for the love of Ra.
Bethlehem, Israel. Rachel Bing sees the demons attacking the streets.
Bing.
And remembers that it is the Lord who gives her strength.
No! It's Israel, she's probably going to be Jewish, not the Christian, you mong-headed...
She moves to attack...
Brain...
Oh, hang on. She moves to attack the creatures.
Kia!
The demon sees
her... Reggie, I knew I should have brought my phone today!
The demon sees her coming and brace for it. Get that human!
Why would they be bracing for a human? They could just swarm her ass!
Well, she came screaming at them, so they probably saw the attack coming. She probably did a running kia before jumping out and going, yeah!
Yeah, well, because she's a step aside, grab a leg and swing her around like a fucking ragdoll.
And that's if she's lucky. I mean, what if this was in Japan? You know what Japanese demons are like? Hey, baby, you wanna see my demon cock?
No, it would be more like they just have tentacles. Well, we've seen enough hentai to know where this is going. Spider-Man meme, you are amusing. Oh, fuck, how are you meant to pronounce this? Shibuize Okorie. In Lagos, Nigeria team that sees the attacks in the city. That sounds semi-Japanese, that name. It does not sound Nigerian. Led by the minister, Mr. Mweke Beke. And his assistant by Mr. Huge Spliff! No, and the defense minister, Hello. Hello.
He's probably taking a break from sending all those emails saying, hello, I'm a
Nigerian general with £50 million to put in your bank account.
Please excuse the fact that I cannot spell Nigeria.
Okay, go on. Oh, we are going to get so much shit for this one.
Not our fault. Lagos Nigerian teens, he is watching it on the TV screens in the store window when suddenly some come around the corner chasing some people. His eyes go wide and he uses his BlackBerry to call for help. The police! We've got some demons attacking here! The police on the other end just sit there thinking, how much absinthe did this guy drink? He silently prays, oh Lord, what do we do? Oh, God. Fucking damn it. Yeah, like they're going to be the only five fuckers praying to God.
Oh, this is longer than I thought.
Go back down the page. It can't be much longer. Can't be.
Hang on. Back in the angel list.
No, let's just see how long is left of this, man.
Come on.
No! Oh, thank fuck. It's almost finished.
No, it's not almost finished. Yeah.
There you go. Back in the angel lair, Sordell finishes his work on the base. He even creates a robotic angel robot servant to help out called Omega.
Oh, yeah, you cleanse me, bitch.
Omega, find individuals who are believers who can be the host of the new power coins. Send them an LCD watt.
Officially known as the new iPod Nano.
Send them an LCD watt, because, you know, they did all those donations for Sally Swillers. It will help them communicate with live visual and audio, have Morton capability and teleportation capability, as well as access to what humans call the web at speeds beyond what humans can imagine.
You know what's annoying? I'm hearing this is almost making me wish for the God Orphanus that will be the Preachers of L.A. Look, I'll show you the Ray William Johnson for it, because that trailer
hang on. Omega says, very well, Zordiel! And soon five LCD watches teleport away.
God, you know, that wasn't based on Zordon at all, was it?
I thought someone pointed out. Is it me, or did you just do a cut and paste on Dragon Force? Or was Dragon Force the cut and paste Angel Force?
We'll have to check the file dates, because if you still got Dragon Force,
come on. I could have read this little paragraph by the time you got up.
Yeah, this physically hurts. Their voices blur through the air with the greatest of ease. Magnificent things without flying.
You do realise you're making this fanfic longer with all this singing.
I'm trying to brace myself for this. The devices blur through the air at lightning speed towards five individuals. Gee, I wonder who? As Seth is knocked down, he starts to get up and sees a flash of light at his wrist and an LCD watch is there. Well, what's this? An image appears on the screen. It's Zordiel. Seth Bruce, I am the Archangel Zordiel, and I am in need of your help to save this world from the demons you've been fighting. Will you help? I'll pay you in blowjobs.
Via
LCD wristwatch, Seth pauses and says, okay, very good. Prepare to be teleported. Teleported? Stinks Seth. To where? And he's gone!
I'm Catholic. We're not meant to take blowjobs off people. What if I hire you a prostitute? But we're Catholic! I got my purity ring! See, it's right here!
you would pick that thing, you douche.
Hang on. The devices appear on the other four individuals, and they get the same message. They all agree to help.
Message? That'd be a bit awkward if they all got called Bruce. Welcome, I'm Australian. I'm an Australian guy. You guys go do the fight. I'm just going to kick back with a can of Fosters and occasionally push the button to help.
Bruce.
Unless I hide the button with the Fosters and I can't find it.
Bruce, meet Bruce. This is Bruce. Bruce, meet Bruce.
Nah, you got to do it.
Name's Bruce.
No, you've got to do it right. All right, Bruce. This is Bruce. This is also Bruce. She's Bruce. She's also Bruce. And I too am called Bruce. Only I am Boss Bruce. Because I am Boss. If you have a problem with that, damn the Fosters. But we're Catholic. Well, fuck you then. More Fosters for me.
Power Rangers Bruce Force.
Still better than the Shins.
They all greet.
Summon the Bruce. Which one? Oh, the Bruce.
I just remember that joke now for Transformers. Cut, the Decepticons are on your way. Sorry, cut, the Brucers are on their way. How many of them, fine? All of them.
Read.
They all agree to hell and are all teleported to the Angelic Command Center.
Away from the fights they wanted to help with.
When the last arrives, Tibu says, hello? The others look at him. They begin to talk and introduce themselves.
Oh, amazing, they're from different parts of the world, and they all different countries, and they all seem to apparently speak English.
When did you accept God into your heart?
Oh, about the time the priest took went up my arse.
No, then Zordi was like, I sent the darkness in you, get rid of him, get someone else.
About the same time a priest actually stopped, another priest molesting me.
Suddenly, a bright light appears behind them, and Zordi appears.
God damn it, why did I turn that light up so bright? Oh, God, I'm blind.
Welcome, you have been chosen to help fight off the demonic presence that has started to attack your world.
Because by random luck, physical... you all die, you get your 72 virgins. That's Islam. Oh, shit, wrong religion. Sorry.
Welcome, you have all been chosen to help fight the demonic presence that has started to attack your world in a physical form.
Because I'm too lazy to do shit.
As I said earlier, I am Zordiel, an archangel in the army.
My first name's Bruce.
Hello, Bruce! G'day!
We're having too much fun with that.
I am Zordiel, an archangel in the armies of heaven, charged with the task of protecting the physical world you inhabit from these demons.
I am currently hungover, so I'm dedicating task to you, brats. You do it well, I pay you. You fuck this up, I fuck you. Not in the way you'd expect, either.
To do that, I have asked for your help.
Well, more like kidnapped you, considering I have to bring you halfway around the world. Some of you around the world, you are only 3 streets up. How do you know that? Dude, I work for God. He knows everything. He sees everything. Even when you're... Especially when you're doing that, you little bugger, you're going to spend some time in the brig for masturbating my life.
Just how are we supposed to help? Asked Steph.
Punch it!
Hold out your hands, said Zordiel. They look at each other and then do it. Suddenly, a flash of light.
Oh yeah, they do it all right.
And they each are holding an angelic power coin.
Hoo-ah!
Says Rachel.
This is so cool.
But you don't even know what the fuck it is. Well, you know, it could be there to poison you.
But what are these coins for?
These coins, say Zordiel, will morph you into the Power Rangers Angel Force. You press the angel symbol on your wrist links, and then a small tray will pop out. You insert the coin and close it. Then the morphing sequence will begin. Do you understand? Would you like another cookie?
Would you like me to lower the rehypnol dose? The what dose? When I say rehypnol, I mean caffeine!
Can we try it out?
Asked Tia. Go ahead, replied Zordiel.
Oh, God. Tell me long after that big-ass paragraph before I read my book. Oh, God. Yes, I don't have to read the massive fuck-off paragraph!
Matty.
Fuck. The five press the symbol on their wrist links and try,
you retarded monghead!
I really wish he'd misspelled pops as poops.
And
five poops out.
It wouldn't surprise me. They insert the small angel power coins into the slot and slide the trays in. Their bodies begin to glow and Zordiel shouts out, it's morphine time! Oh, fuck!
No, it's morphing time.
It's morphing time, mates! Crushes the camera forward. They begin to change into the new angel forms. Gold Angel Ranger, shouts Seth. Black Angel Ranger, shouts John.
Pink Angel Ranger,
shouts Gia.
Blue Angel Ranger,
shouts Tibius.
White Angel Ranger,
shouts Rachel.
God, that's also sounding retarded. They appear in their new uniforms and the power surge around them dissipates in an explosion.
Now, that's not going to happen when I'm in the bathroom, every time I'm in the bathroom, right?
Maybe. Depends what kind of explosion.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Dr. K, I'm ready for another explosion, if you know what I mean.
No, I'm afraid Sticky, I don't.
Go over there. Just over there. Oh, but honey, over there. No, over there! Even further away from me, goddammit!
Alright, back to the fix, sadly.
43 minutes, we've padded this out quite nicely.
You are now the Power Rangers Angel Force, says Zordiel. They look at themselves. Zordiel tells them, you can summon your wings to fly and special weapons to fight. You call out your weapon name. Seth, you have the fire sword. John, fire staff. Gia, fire bow. Shibu's fire hammer. Rachel, angel, the fire mace. Your pilot's huge robots called Zords. And your Zords are full-sized angel rangers with extending wings, and they merge into the Angel Megazord, a huge robotic angel to fight huge demonic demons. Huge demonic monsters? Thought John.
Wake up! Your paragraph, bit.
Mate, what's going on? I had this horrible nightmare. I thought it would be a really fun idea to read a terrible Power Rangers fanfic called Angel Force.
You're a fucking retarded monghole, that's why you thought it was fun. Read, it's your paragraph,
bit. Oh god, we're still reading this fucking thing! I'm still on this fucking chapter!
There's only one way this is better than, what was it? Alien Origin.
Mm.
At least when there's something to take the piss out of with this.
So you're saying Alien Origins would have been better if everyone was named Bruce? Crikey, Bruce, look what we found. What is it, Bruce?
Bruce, stop reading the cue card off camera, you monger. You got your script in your hand. But I can't read that print. Good God, Bruce, what's wrong with you? I think I drank too much Foster's last night. Well, that, or someone slipped paint thinner in it. Oh, I meant to do that to Bruce's can. Sorry, mate. That's fine, Bruce.
On the streets of Toronto, the demons have increased their attacks. The downtown core is in huge uproar with the attacks.
Downtown core, though, really? Just downtown or downtown Toronto or some shit? Downtown core! Fucking hell, you mong!
In the middle of it all, five flashes of light appear. And as they materialise, they shout together, Power Rangers, Angel Force!
Yeah, announce your presence to the enemies that will kill you. Nice going, you unstealthy, bollock brain moron.
They stop and look, so do the demons that are attacking.
Mommy, why are there cosplayers in the street? They're just strange, honey, just walk away and ignore them.
Rangers, call your weapons as an attack, says Steph. Firestorm!
You thought I had the boring paragraph.
Fire mace! Hiya! They launch the attack against the demons and the holy fire! Holy fire!
How bad is it? It's actually boring me!
Holy fire flies! Demons by the dozen pour in and start fighting. To help with the numbers, the Angel Force Rangers take to the skies with their wings and fly around back and forth using their weapons and their own unique fighting skills they have.
And they can fight? That was not mentioned.
And some they gain by becoming Power Rangers.
Ah.
So basically they're cheating by flying around just picking off the demons one by one.
Being vaguely intelligent about it, actually. You got superior numbers, but you don't fight them head
soon
on.
Soon the demons realise this is not going to be easy. We must summon the dark forces to gain the upper hand, says one. The leader, Overlord, who has been watching the battle. So, angelic Power Rangers, let's see how they handle this. He extends his hand and one of the demons becomes gigantic. The other demons
laugh. I love the fact they just couldn't even give a description of this. How fucking lazy.
The other demons laugh. Let's see them tackle that. One of the demons yells as the giant gigantic demon screams, Fear my monster cock!
Too far.
Sorry. Giant monster cock!
We're almost there. Two paragraphs. Seth taps his wrist leg.
Zorio, we need those Zord things. They're on the way. Good God, he got the right there.
Yeah.
Says Zordiel. 5 lightning flashes and 5 angelic robots appear. You could have just said lightning flash and the 5 angelic robots appear. Gold has the face of a lion, but the rest appears as the gold ranger with angel wings. Black has the face of a bull. Pink, face of a woman with long hair. Blue has the face of a man. And the white has the face of an eagle. Alright, yell Seth. Rangers! Let's go! They teleport directly into their angel zords and sync their writ links with the zords.
Ritlin? Did you say Ritlin?
That's latently.
I want it now! Oh! Why did you spit on me?
No, I didn't. Let's show them who they're messing with, says Seth. Right, respond the others. Hey, surround sound stereo, shouts Gia. Oh, fuck.
Fuck you! That joke is old! Fuck you! That's not really anymore.
Right, you see that massive fuck-off paragraph just before the ending? That's yours!
I guess
this is almost as satisfying as the time I told him the Catwoman stunty was a bloke. Almost.
The angel zords attack the demonic monster. The monster is huge!
Well done, that's why they got the fucking zords!
Gee, I guess the fact they called it a gigantic monster earlier didn't imply that, but oh well. It is still taller than the angel sword. Okay, that's new. The zords launch a parade of attacks against the creature, including 5 fire versions of their weapons.
Fire versions? Their weapons already fire-based, you bong-tarded fuck!
You see,
brain
now
bullet-based twat!
See, when they say a barrage of attacks, now I've got this mental image of, like, each of them is holding a Bible, and one of them's going, they're throwing holy water at it. Back to your demon! I cast you to hell! The demon's just like...
Hell no! Bring me the Horizons plane! That goes a shit! Send me back when Metallica started up!
The demon lunges and counter-attacks, and the 5 swords are hit, and are sent spalling down. The demon laughs. Is that the best you can do? Not like long, sir. Rangers, bring the swords together to form the Angel Megazord, said someone. Each presses the link sequence into their... Turn down a little bit. Each presses the link sequence into their zords, and soon the 5 merge into the Angel Megazord. When combined, the faces all appear on the main head.
What? So
it's not like 5 faces?
What is this, that guy from Red Dwarf that became the amalgamation of Rimmer,
Legion.
Lister? Your Legion, that was it, thank you.
The faces all appear on the main head. The wings merge together into one huge set of wings. The gold is the centre, black and pink are the arms. The blue and white, the legs. A huge angel logo, Angel Force logo appears and settles...
It sounds like it just basically made it into a pack.
Settles off the chest.
Grammar, motherfucker! Are you capable of it?
And settles off the chest. When the sequence is complete, lightning flashes from it, and it lands on the ground. Angel Megazord, the Ranger shouts. One Ranger shouts, Angel Megazord! Yeah, Seth, sit down. The huge sword rushes in and attacks the demon monster. The wake up! Hey, if I got to suffer, so do you.
Oh, fuck
the
you.
Two punch kick attack and counter-attack each other. Each fires out energy bursts. The Angel Megazord lands a series of attacks.
Stop bursting my ear!
Which staggers the feet. Your ear's really greasy. It goes down to one knee. Angel Megazord, will you marry me? Mate, the demon's giving us all the blowjob. Look, listen, it goes down on one knee.
We need the first. Really? You just want the Gold Ranger leader's weapon?
We need the fire sword, the team yells out, and a ball of fire appears and settles in the hand of the Angel Megasword. The fire settles, and a handle can be seen in the hand. A huge column of fire in the shape of a sword blazing upwards. Let's finish.
Would you rather the fire blazed downwards and melted the hand, you dumbass?
Let's finish this demon, guys. Together, they motion the slash out strike, and the Angel Megasword responds and slices the demon in half. It slices two more slashes to make sure. The demon's body crumbles to the street and then erupts in a dark flame explosion.
Taking out three city blocks, the construction crews are going to be busy as fuck, and the rescue services are going to have a lot of bodies to fish out of the rubble. So much for your protecting life at any cost, dumbasses!
Who are you, the Man of Steel?
Ha! Maybe the Avengers did a better fucking job.
Yeah, the death count was nowhere near as high as Superman of Steel.
Nope.
The Angel Megasword stands ready to face the other demons. They're still normal size. They quake with fear and suddenly they vanish.
Yeah, they realised, oh! Hang on, hey boss, why didn't you just make us all join? We could have just ganged up on the damn thing! They're newbies!
One city saved, more to go, says Steph. Oh yeah, I forgot about Shanghai, Bethlehem, Ireland, and then Nigeria.
Nick's just want to go back to the potter. Hey, can we go back to Ireland? We're still going to have a pint of Guinness to finish off.
Alright, we're back. Hey,
back in the command. Oh, final paragraph! Back in the command center, the Rangers appear. Their Zords are back in hiding. I didn't know they were hiding in the first place.
Mm.
Zordiel says, well done, Angel Force. The news of your victory has reached the other attack centers around the world. The demons are pulling out.
What are the attack centers?
The cities they were in? I don't know. Yes! Shouts Rachel. Even though you have won today. They will be back. Other cities need your help around the world whenever these demons attack. They couldn't have just kept attacking. I'm pretty sure it would have, they could have destroyed at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Zordiel will be there, says Chibuiza. You bet, says Seth. The other Rangers agree. There are some rules about being part of the Power Rangers Angel Force. Oh, fuck rules.
So it's accept God's love, otherwise you'll burn in hell.
Also, never reveal your identity. Never bring anyone here. Never attack another ranger. Always use your powers for good. Do you agree?
And don't tell anyone the police molest you, otherwise you'll go to hell.
And never leave the house without your Rehypnol.
What?
Do you agree?
Yes,
they respond.
Wait, what's that about Rehypnol?
The power of the Lord protect you. And so, it begins.
I love that last one. May the power of the Lord protect you. Amen.
Amen. Hello, freaking Luya, it's over!
Mass has completed.
Now go suck my dick.
Oh yeah, please.
Well, that was more aimed at the altar boy.
Oh. What they need is priest away.
Priest away,
yeah. See, we sprayed this boy with Brand X. And look how they just rip off his clothes. Oh, goody, Billy's back from summer camp. Oh dear, looks like the father's been
molesting him again.
What's up with a limp?
We'll try and add the link in for that.
No.
God, there's more insight as to what to expect.
You know what I would have liked?
You mean all the shit they've already mentioned in the chapter?
You know what I would have liked? Maybe some fucking background on these Rangers, like, so far it's like, this guy's from Canada, this guy's a Duke Irishman.
This one apparently studies angels and has no social life. This one was a crackhead on rehab.
And one was from Nigeria. That's it.
Oh, no. Apparently, there's descriptions at the end of it. Seth Bruce, from Canada. A white male, short, dirty blonde hair, muscular, excellent martial artist. John Minolton from Belfast, Ireland. Very short red hair, fiery temper at times, skilled fighter. Jia Song from Shanghai, female, long black hair, reserved and sweet. Chibuiz, Legos, a male, black, outgoing, extremely intelligent, computer tech. And then Rachel Bing, Beth from Israel. Female, beautiful, outgoing, very details orientated. What would they have done if they ended up recruiting someone from, like, Mossad?
Green Ranger, leader, later on, Michael Bruce, Toronto, Canada, white male, long, dirty, blonde hair, mixed arts fighter, natural leader.
So another Bruce!
Alright, Bruce, I'm leaving now, Bruce. No, you're not, Bruce. Susan Bruce, Vancouver, Canada. White female, dirty long blonde hair. Beautiful, quiet, musical.
Oh, great, there's three Bruces. I wonder if they're all related to Seth Bruce.
Yeah, they're cousins, remember?
I wonder if they're kissing cousins.
Like in Sailor Moon. Ugh. Finding evil by making out. This show is clearly, you know, pervertive. I mean, seriously, you got a bunch of, what, 12, 14-year-olds running around in schoolgirl outfits? How is that not pervertive?
It's Japan.
Though I imagine most of their fans are probably just watching it to do this.
Are you only just realising this now?
Right, later, folks.
See you, folks. Hopefully that's... Oh, God. I'm free of the debt!
Join us next time on Showbiz for a story called The Destroyer. The fastest space vessel ever built by man, and still, it takes 3 long months to get home. Hell of a road trip. 3 astronauts return to home from a mission to Mars to find that things have not gone so well for the human race since they left the Earth for the Red Planet.
You guys gotta see this, Skipper?
What's the problem?
I don't know what happened, but it must have been something huge.
What the hell are you talking about, Bob?
Huge plumes of smoke coming from, well, everywhere. It's all over the freaking planet.
Shut your damn mouth.
Or what, old man? What? What are you gonna do?
I'll ram my fist right down your throat, boy. Like I said in the ship, we have a job to do, and we're going to do it.
Take a look around you, Captain. This is the future. There are no more tomorrows.
Is there any hope for the human race? Find out soon in The Destroyer, coming from Dream Realm Enterprises. Found exclusively at DreamRealmSite.com.
Rated M for mature.